You've entered.
You've entered.
You've entered.
You've entered Club Lucky. Insurance companies are now demanding that morbidly obese folks, the Mobies, pass an IQ test before they undergo gastric bypass surgery. So this got me thinking about how we could use tests to prevent countless crimes against humanity. We the lucky ones will accept nothing less than mandatory soul checks for all politicians. Seriously, in order to serve in public office, you must now prove that you actually have a soul. Of course, I have no idea what we're going to do when half the Congress and entire state governments are emptied by folks who now ask us to kindly ignore their lack of shadow and absence of a reflection in the mirror, which now only serve as unfortunate reminders of the souls they sold at their first political fundraiser. We will give you a famous line from a cartoon, a superhero, or a comic book. Your job is to use it somehow in everyday conversation that week. This week's phrase: by the power of Grayskull. That's right, He-Man's famous phrase. One possibility: you're working on your car, you need somebody to help you, you say, "We can lift this car by the power of Grayskull." In other news, Jennifer Love Hewitt was forced to put her beloved King Charles Spaniel on antidepressants after the poor pooch started suffering panic attacks. Angelina Jolie is rumored to be considering the same treatment for her own puppy dog, Brad Pitt. We're back and on the line with Mandy Jenkins.
Yeah, my friends call me Club Queen because I'm crazy on the dance floor. I guess it's true. I really do have it going on.
Sorry, Mandy. I mean, Club Queen. It seems a little bit conceited.
Yeah, well, it's not conceited if it's true. You don't see, like, Nicole Richie apologizing for kicking butt and getting down to her birth weight.
Back on the Lucky Rock, and our next guest would probably not be caught dead in a club. Please welcome Frank Rollins.
Yeah, well, you can just call me Metal, because I'm hardcore.
Anybody special in your life?
Well, I got this girlfriend, and she runs an extreme flower shop.
An extreme flower shop?
Yeah, she's an extreme florist. She'll do, like, some kind of hardcore arrangement where, like, the baby's breath is going everywhere, and, you know, she'll mix in some crazy petunias with some daffodils. That's pretty hardcore. That's never been done.
Our last guest on this week's show is a special friend of the Lucky Rock. Please welcome back Todd Powers. When you were on our show last, you told us that one of your employees gave you an unfortunate nickname.
That's right. The godless pagan was very fond of calling me Hippo Christian.
That's a mix of hypocrite and Christian. Let's move on to something you emailed me about.
Yes, I attended a family values conference recently with the great Newt Gingrich.
You attended a family conference with Newt Gingrich?
What's the problem? He's a hero of the conservative cause.
Newt's been married 3 times, and his second wife had to pursue legal action to get him to pay child support.
Now I see. You don't like Republicans.
No, Todd, it's not that I don't like Republicans. I just don't like when people conflate Christianity with the GOP, as though one party, the Republicans, has become the party of God.
You're leaving.
You're leaving.
You're leaving.
You're leaving Club Lucky.